You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am H7th. We have the entire crew here plus a few special guests. I'm going to start off in order with my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir, on episode 300?
You know, kick it but not high, flapping but can't fly. Peace, love, and reparations to everybody.
Man.
To everybody?
For those who deserve it, who should
thank
get
you,
it.
Thank you,
know
what
I'm
saying?
I was getting ready to say
don't get a little carried away now.
No, it's a couple homies that can participate in some reparations.
Yeah. Don't give away
some,
to everybody.
Yeah, some of y'all. Yeah. You know, some of y'all ain't going to make it to the promised land no way, so yeah. We can't even give y'all reparations.
There we go. Oh, man. Oh, man, longevity. How are you, sir?
Good, man. Just looking forward to my reparations. Does my mic sound all right? Because I can't hear myself anymore.
Yeah. Sound good to me.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Episode 300, man.
Yeah, 300 of them. Thanks for watching.
Fair enough. DJ J Dip, episode 300, bro.
Salutations, man.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Sparta. You know, this is episode 300.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am lying. What's my name?
Oh, you Leonidas.
Leonidas. That's his name. Yeah.
I know was the Thundercat.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel you. That's
he was right. Fire too, though.
He was fire. I agree, 100%.
No, nothing. Yeah, that we was gotta, a.
I hope cool they don't
show.
Make that. I hope they don't try to. I feel like it's going to be done wrong if they try to do that again.
They did a Thundercats reboot.
I'm talking about theatrical. I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was real stupid though.
Yeah, the one I don't want the stupid.
That
one.
Was all. Dumb cartoony.
Yeah, I don't want that.
There was one before that, but people, it was okay, but people didn't watch, so, you know, it didn't make it.
Leave certain stuff alone, man.
No, nobody's going to leave anything alone. There are no original ideas left, so.
What they going to do, remake Color Purple?
They probably.
They're already doing that.
Are they for real?
It's going to be.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, but it's going to be like a musical.
Oh, yeah?
Which, I don't know.
Lone, did you like Color Purple?
Okay, whatever. You know, I mean,
what was he supposed to say?
Bro? I didn't know. He might have touched him. I didn't know.
But I'll tell you this: I definitely will not enjoy a Color Purple music.
How do you know that, man?
To the part where she'd be like, one, "You show is ugly."
Number one, I don't like musicals, man.
All musicals.
I heard
they probably gonna cut some stuff out.
They definitely gonna cut some stuff out.
Ain't gonna be no Harpo beating nobody.
No, we don't need that in musical.
That's
form.
Politically incorrect now.
Facts.
That was politically incorrect then.
It was, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
like 84. No, you could just beat people then.
It's just they was just walking around
catch,
beating.
I'm sorry.
Good
yeah,
catch. Good catch.
I had a little cognac. Let me watch myself.
Yeah, they was beating people.
I don't know, but how do you musical
a beating?
I need some in my little guy.
How do you musical fixing the shave, Mister? Like, how do we musical that? I don't know how that's going
to
go.
Get Fonte on it.
Yeah, I could do that.
They about to shave, Mister.
Yeah. But we got some special guests in the building. Shout out to Red August in the building as well on his production duties. We appreciate him as always. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thank you. He just flipped me off.
He was telling you you're number one.
No, that's not what he meant. The homie Slot A is in the building. He will be DJing tonight. I'm excited. That boy been DJing a little bit everywhere these days. So he's a popular guy. We're excited to have him here. And we got one of the triple OG triples. Renew Old Heads, my man Spools. How are you, sir?
Hello, Michael.
That's what I need to hear. Good to see you, brother. We would have not got to 300 without the homie Spools. So we appreciate you. We love you, bro. Thanks for sitting in and
most definitely
kicking it with us for a little bit. So let's see. Did I miss anything? Jay Moore got that. You got that honorary kid look in your eye. Did I miss anything?
Yet.
Or do you want to just go? We go ahead and jump in because some stuff that happened. You know, is there anything that I missed?
I mean, other we, you know.
You got a fan base you want to piss off or anything? Or
No. Not yet. We'll get there soon enough.
Okay. I'm just checking because, you know, you're a.
Tell me how you really feel about it.
We're still getting comments about
he was
that.
Just here in town.
Was he?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, we interviewed him apparently.
No, okay. All right.
He was here.
When are we going to hear his side? Like, he's sitting right here with us. You guys are going to let him speak?
The amount of comments we got to be like, let Kid Rock speak.
Oh, man. That would have been dope if we had him, though.
No,
it wouldn't.
I mean, Jay Moore could have. Jay Moore comments could have
been
right
dope for numbers wise, but he's not invited to the cookout.
Yeah.
No reparations, huh?
Not at all.
don't even know if it would be good for the numbers. Because it's not the type
all numbers
of numbers.
All numbers aren't good numbers. Yeah, that's a good point. And
yeah.
I'm not mad at that long. All right. Fair enough. All right. We can at least start. Let's start with this one. This is funny to me.
Is it now?
Yeah, it is. You guys get a chance to run the game's 10-minute disc record, if you want to call it that, to Eminem on his 65-track album. Did any of y'all get a chance to hear that?
Yeah, I ran it.
You ran it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Let's talk
about you not missing anything, bro. It's just, it's...
I mean, it's 10 minutes long.
It's pretty... It's, I don't know, man. I'll tell you what, though. Jay Moore, this one sounded like... To me, this sounded like a tribute more than a diss record. Am I right when I say that? For someone that doesn't listen to Game... I mean, listen to Eminem, like Game says, there was a tweet that popped up that somebody shared that had... That Game had M in his top five, but he doesn't listen to him. And he pretty much just did a... I think he paid homage to him more than he dissed him. Is that fair to say? I thought it was very... It was weak. I thought it was just a whole bunch of bull.
It was very single white female, like kind of obsessed with somebody that wasn't paying... Like, and the thing is, where is this coming from? At this point, he's been trying
to get M to come out and say something, though, because he's been saying, I'm nicer than him, I'm better than Eminem, I'm this, I'm that. M can't mess
I think
with me
a lot of this versus, is still him being salty that he wasn't at the Super Bowl.
Is that it?
You know, and, you know, for all that stuff he got on Drink Champs and lied about, you know, he really didn't bring up too much about any kind of beef with Eminem. For the parts I watched, I can only watch so much of Drink Champs as is.
True.
But... I'm like, where is this? You know, if this is not coming from some actual place and it's just PR, it's like, get this out of here, man. Like, Game is talented. There was some little funny parts to it, you know, because he did say some things that I have said on this show about how it doesn't bump in the club. You know, the stuff he does. I didn't even mean for that to rhyme like that. But
bars.
The thing is, like, I have never said that, you know, Eminem is not an Omega elite level wordsmith. It's just like, do I feel everything he says and can I get into it? No, but can I say anything about him technically as a rapper? Absolutely not. But
a 10 minute
this just seems like
that's not a diss record.
It's
though?
Like, it's like, you know, there's somebody that won't pay attention to you, so you gotta keep, you know, that just like he at one point he was obsessed with Jay-Z in the beginning part of his career. And would always, you know, rhyme about Jay-Z.
He still is.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Thank you.
And Jay-Z would not come out, would barely even acknowledge him, and that probably just drove him crazy. You know, I remember, like, there was one time where he was on somebody's show. It was like, you know, if I, you know, how is it that, you know, he ain't got no kids with Beyonce yet? And then, like, the next week, it was like the MTV... MTV Awards, and like that's when it was like stuff just happens to him that probably drives him crazy about these people who do not care enough to even acknowledge his presence in the rap game, you know. And
I think that's odd because
I just think it's like I said, it's like, dude, where is this coming from and where is it going?
That's odd because we talking about a dude that has, I mean, make sure I'm right. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Would I be wrong if I said two classics? I think the documentary is one. I think the documentary is a classic.
Low key was 50 Cent's album, but that's a story.
Well,
for
I mean,
day.
You know,
but the way you know, but
on,
the way,
on paper,
hey, yeah. But it's but yeah, I'll give it classic status. I ran the documentary last week after I almost had to cleanse my palate from some of the stuff that was on his new album. I was like, well, that's right. There is this guy who I used to go out
his
and
last
buy
album.
Game
was
has
good.
Some good projects.
His last album, was good. I feel it was. It made my year end list. I can't even lie.
It was good.
It was some good projects, man. But come on, man.
I just don't.
Sometimes it ain't it.
This ain't it.
Maybe if I knew where this is. Maybe there's some more to this. I just don't know where it's coming from, and I can't appreciate it. I just think it's corny.
I don't think there's nothing else to it. It's just a matter of trying to come up with some kind of content to merit a response from somebody, which, I mean, he's been – if you think about Game's career, he's been baiting somebody on every single track. He's just not as good as 50 Cent is at doing it. I mean, it's funny that he started out with G-Unit, and he's trying to take the same path that 50 did. Right. He is a better rapper than 50. I give him that. But 50 is a better troll than him.
Trolling is 50 Cent's superpower.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that's just...
That's what he does.
You got prime.
I mean, he is... To me, personally, he is a better He's more consistent as far as being good with rap than 50 Cent is. Because 50 Cent has had some albums that weren't very memorable, but he is 50, so he stands on that.
So what's the last time 50 actually rapped? I mean, other than the intros.
He don't even care about
TV shows. And that's not a diss, because yeah, them intros. He put out a compilation of those and did very well.
All day. But not the whole 10-minute Black Slim Shady thing and rapping as if he was M and trying to use the same Eminem style cadences and things of that is pretty corny, and it actually diminishes his album, because not only was it a 30-minute homework album like we talked about last week, now you got this track that everybody's going to listen to the album about, or four, they go straight to that, because that's the first thing I listened to an album. Mm-hmm. I went to that song first just because I knew it was on there.
It's on the back half, right?
Yeah, it's on the back half. So I was like, let me see what he's talking about. And it was corny to me. And then I started listening to the album, but I already had that taste in my mouth from that one song. And he actually got, if we trim this album down.
How much trimming we got to do, though?
I mean, we got 60 songs.
How many out of 60 you going to trim down, man? Because it's
a lot
of trimming.
We probably can get a hot 10.
Cut 10 off the 30.
No, you get a hot 10.
Oh, a hot 10.
A hot 10, you can still get a decent 12. Like, because the thing is, there's some heat on this record.
No, it is some heat. I haven't even been through it yet.
All completely through it.
No, it's not a bad album. But what did we say last week about the name tally? Mike actually shared. Somebody had did the work for us.
I said somebody was going to do it, and then he, Red August, shared it with the
totals. Shared it. It was like 300 and
26,
something.
26, I think. Name
drops. References. And that's not even the double ups, because he name drops people multiple times. And I mean, to your point, to me, it sounded like a kind of an ode to Eminem. It wasn't really a diss to me.
No.
It wasn't vicious. It wasn't like when I heard Ether and when I heard
No Vaseline.
Takeover. Yeah. And of course, No Vaseline. That's not the same feeling I got when I listened to this Black Slim Shady.
Like that, when you listen to it, you realize, wow, Game really listens to a lot of Eminem.
For 10 minutes straight.
For somebody that doesn't listen to Eminem.
You did a 10-minute diss song, which doesn't really sound like a diss song.
Terry, rock with me real quick. I want to double back. So I make sure I heard you right. Prime Game, we going Prime Game, Prime 50 Cent.
No, I didn't say Prime Game. I'm just Prime 50 Cent. I'm talking about 50 Cent right now. That's just considering 50 doesn't rap.
I was just checking. I didn't know where he was going.
Yeah. You trying to put words in my mouth.
I ain't do that. I'm just saying.
You did. You definitely said Prime 50 Cent.
Just asking, man. And I want to make sure.
Okay.
50 came out the gate.
He did.
And I tailed off.
The documentary was 50 Cent's album.
It was.
Man, there's reference tracks.
I heard one.
With 50 Cent on them.
Yeah, heard.
For that album.
Yeah.
So
shout out to 50.
I'm just saying.
Lone, I don't think you, since you ain't listened to it, from what you heard, you heard the references. You heard the,
I listened to it while you guys were talking about it a little. I mean, not fully, but enough to
get the gist of it.
Yeah, enough to never listen again.
All right. Well,
not really. No, you're not. No, you're never going to listen to that again.
You're going to listen to it again.
Trying to be polite. Excuse me.
But. He's riding in the car with Stan's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did say that. He talked about him was mentioned. And
yeah, I mean, I guess I don't care. You know, but it's like
consistent over 300 episodes.
Yeah, he just doesn't care. Yeah.
No, I think Game is dope.
And it turns out that you and I talked about the production. It started off as, you know, Game and Hit-Boy, but from what I'm hearing, there was at least maybe five or six producers.
Like I said last week, I don't think he actually did the whole
album. You did. Terry was right. Yeah, Terry was right. I don't know, somebody hit the lottery or something.
Shouts to the Raiders from Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, shout out to Harvey. Word, okay. Word. I thought somebody hit that Powerball or
I thought we was the ones that got that Billy. Because whoever won, it still ain't came forward.
I wouldn't come forward either.
I mean, you gotta come forward and get the money.
White chick.
It ain't gotta be known that they came forward, but they still haven't came to get the money.
What suit would you wear?
My
suit.
I mean, I'm talking about if you dress up, who you gonna dress up to be when you
man,
go?
Man, I'm walking in that mug like Kanye with the dumb outfit on, with some big black boots, with a mask on like he be wearing.
Yeah,
they'll just think it was Kanye walking in there.
Okay,
and walk right out and gone about my business.
I just wanted to
take off my Kanye outfit.
Yeah, you got to drive real fast when you get out of there, bro. Real fast.
Nah, because they think it's just Kanye. What I'm saying? You ain't got to know he in there to get the bag.
Yeah.
He's in Chicago.
I
mean, I got on a bunch of stuff you can't see me in.
What if they like,
it might be 90 degrees out. I got on a thick Carhartt coat.
What if they like, so Kanye, what are you going to do with all the proceeds?
Give it to Kim.
That's all you going to say?
I guess.
Fair enough.
No, he happy now.
Oh, he's, oh yeah, that young man is very happy right now. His plan working.
No, he's not. Like, he should, because he's not.
You don't
built
think
he
happy?
Like, no, come on, he ain't never happy. He wasn't
Kanye
happy when
West
he was married.
Happy?
Yeah, he's.
He wasn't
I
happy.
Think he happy. He happy that Skeet ain't Skeeting no more.
I don't think he can be happy.
Yeah. Did you see?
I think there's some. I think he's happy about at least about that part.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He doesn't seem. When was the last time you saw Kanye and you looked at his face and you're like,
he's happy.
Well, he doesn't want you to. He doesn't want you to know he smiles anyway. Haven't you ever seen when the camera shows him smile and he has to fix his face real quick?
That's what I. That's exactly my point.
He just doesn't want you to know he's happy.
I just don't think he is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he's happy about this. Overall, I'm with Long.
You know the fake Kanye laugh, like
is that it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's. I don't know if I've ever actually seen like a genuine.
I think early on he was.
Yeah, when his mama was alive.
Yeah, back college dropout and right on. Back in them days, I think he was genuine.
Yeah,
cool. I don't know about now, but.
Our game loves Kanye now.
Oh, yeah. He's done more than don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Now you got everybody laughing. Don't do that. You know what I meant. Don't do that. Don't do that.
This man then rapped about sleeping with your wife.
Come on, man. Come on.
And now all of a sudden he's done more for you than Dr. Dre
more
did.
More for you. Thank you, Terry. Chill out, Red August.
Yeah. Y'all hear him? He's shunning Aftermath on this album, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still named.
Like, drops. Aftermath really, at this point.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. He is a baby.
Spools in rare form.
He is.
He needs help.
No, I mean, because and what comes out the next day? A picture of Snoop, Eminem, and Dre in the studio together.
Yeah. How about that? I bet he's pissed.
Who?
Oh, to not be in there?
Oh, yeah. God.
He's throwing darts at that picture right now.
He going to blame it on Eminem. Watch. I'm telling you.
Who knows who he's going to blame it on? He might blame it on 50.
You all right, Long? Ooh. Got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I think he low key want to be friends with 50 now.
Who are you talking about?
Game. Talking about Game, yeah.
I think he low key wants to be friends with everybody, but he just doesn't have the social skills to make that happen.
Social skills.
That's why he name drops. That's his love.
Like, there was one part of the album that just made me sick. He's like, yo, I'm out in some island. You know, listening to nothing but Mobb Deep and Prodigy. I was like, did Prodigy even like you when he was alive?
Then he had two.
Prodigy was on G Unit. He was loyal to 50. He don't. Yeah, come on, man.
He had two tracks that were pretty much
so corny
rips of Mobb Deep beats back to back
on this new joint.
On this new one,
yeah.
Okay, he also had a beat that reinterpolated. What's my guy's name? Tila.
Don't tell me he did Show Nuff.
He did. Oh. With Show Nuff. Then he had to get somebody from Memphis on the track, so he got
Pooh Shiesty.
No, not Pooh Shiesty.
Not Pooh Shiesty.
Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg?
No, he didn't turn into a drill record, but he redid it. It's
and once again, different. Why is he calling it a Drillmatic? This wasn't no. It wasn't,
I don't know. There is a drill song on there which I skipped.
Yeah.
But was the Show Nuff executed well? That's my question.
It's actually not a bad track.
No, it's not bad.
It's Meek Mill, Moneybagg Yo, and Game.
Really?
But you know, think about what we talked about last week. Sampling.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of that on here.
Sampling.
Oh, it's a whole lot of that on here. And you know what's crazy too? So Mos Def referenced this era back on Black Star's album. Remember, there's a song, Children's Story. On Black Star's album, where he's talking about people sampling and just pretty much taking the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
He said that back in 90, what was it, 99, 98?
That was 99 when Black Star hit.
99, okay. So, yeah, that song is very relevant right now. And that was actually, I didn't notice, it was a shot at Puffy. Hmm. That song was a shot at Puffy back
Everything
then.
Was a shot at Puffy in 98, really? 99. Yeah.
Why we finding out all this stuff now? Maze dropping jewels about imaginary player, and I ain't know that one. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind it.
Remember
too.
Common was very. He was like, I could have sampled Diana Ross a long time ago.
He did say that.
He was very. We knew who he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, what's the name? Nate Jeezy brought up that Black Sam made him take the Nipsey verse or Nipsey song off his album. He wouldn't allow him to put it out with that song on there.
So, yes, Black Sam did have Game pull that verse off. And I'm not mad at that because I don't know if you all have followed Game's manager, Wack 100, and all the stuff that he's...
Is that his manager?
Yeah, he manages him in Blueface. Wow. Yeah.
A lot of things Blueface make sense on here.
There's levels to it, huh?
I get it now. All right.
So, Wack has been... he's been slick. He's been saying slick stuff about Nipsey since he's passed, like in Clubhouse and stuff like that. And he's talking about some type of tape that
Clubhouse.
He had. Yeah, I know, right? some type of, like if you Google, I mean, Google, if you search on YouTube, Wack 100, it's going to be like 1,000 links of him talking crazy in Clubhouse. Like that's where we at now. He probably getting a bag off
did
of it.
Did any of y'all get into Clubhouse?
I never did.
I had the app.
Lot said he did.
I didn't really mess with it a whole lot. I listened to a few conversations on there, but other than that,
it just seemed like it was a bunch of gang members who were pretending to be in the music industry.
That's what it is now, because I thought it was supposed to be people just chopping up Game and, you know, ideas.
I heard some good conversations on there about some things, though. Okay. I will say that.
But with Wack, like, Wack is, he's been real slick with the stuff that he's saying about Nipsey. And he says he has some type of tape of him and his girlfriend that he don't want to put out, but he can put out and blah, 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 blah. So it's weird. That is a whole bunch of weirdo stuff. Why would you even say stuff like that?
It's weird.
It's weird, Long.
He's a
weird. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
I thought it was on there. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Red August ain't going to push it.
We're rolling.
Yo, but Jay Moore, man, are you behind Black Sam with this 100%? I am.
100%.
Like, 100%?
Like, it just seems like Game is everybody's best friend, especially after they die.
That's tough.
You know, just going back to the thing I said about Prodigy, and maybe he was a fan, but like, you know, I don't know if Nipsey rocked with you like that. You know, I know.
Who knows?
He brought him on tour.
Okay.
Game did bring Nipsey on tour with him.
Okay. Which then was, shout out to him for that. That's honorable.
They had a relationship. Yeah, I ain't going to cap and say they didn't have a relationship.
His blood homies was mad that he brought a Crip on tour. With him,
okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, the people who administer anything that has to do with Nipsey's estate and any of the particulars of verses and clearances, you just got to respect that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, his brother, you know, his, I'm not sure, they weren't married, were they? I'm not sure about
Lauren
London, you know, because she spoke very nicely of him at his getting his star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was really cool. But, you know, if the people who control his, anything that he's releases posthumously, don't want you to use it, then you don't use it. And that's just all there is to that.
I respect that. I respect it 100%. Lone, any thoughts on Black Sam pulling the plug on Game?
Not from an individual standpoint, in the sense of like this particular instance, because I just don't know the dynamics. But what I will say in general, I do like the idea of a little bit of control of how that music gets put out posthumously. Yep. You know, like, if it's probably a good thing that we don't hear like 500 new Nipsey records come out after he's dead. Mm-hmm. Just like Biggie,
I'm with that.
And just like, you know, Sean Price and stuff like that. You know, like, don't get me wrong, I'm fans of everybody, but the problem always comes is like the artist's creative control is just gone.
Right.
So there's no level of control over the releases, and maybe there was a reason why it didn't come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... yeah, as far as that's concerned, that's kind of how I stand. I'm okay. Like, what was the Nipsey? He was on whose album? There's two records. There's a Khaled one, DJ Khaled.
I didn't listen.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, that's the one he won the Grammy for.
Oh, yeah, with John Legend. That actually was a good record.
And he's actually in that video. Like, so that was something that happened before
the joint
he
did on Judas and the Black Messiah with Hov was cold.
Well, actually, he didn't do that
Well,
with
not
Hov.
Do. You know what I'm
but,
sorry.
But, yeah, they cleared
it was
that.
A Hov verse.
They cleared
Hov verse.
That.
Yeah, that was dope.
But him and Hov had a relationship too.
True.
Yeah.
True. So what you with it across like the us across the board on
this? Yeah, I mean, I don't see any problem Black Sam deciding not to let him put that on his album. I mean,
I haven't even heard the
record.
Pretty
much covered it for the most part. I don't even know what song it's supposed to be on.
Yeah, because it's not listed in the actual.
Shout out to DJ Spools on Moth Duty.
You got an extra guest in the house.
Yeah, I see. Hey,
uninvited guest.
No, I didn't your see real that friends in the, in the real track lineup as far as. Yeah, no, I mean, it's something I don't think we'll miss. You know, either right. you like the Games album, or you know, like I said, if it was 12 tracks long, I'd be like, yeah, this is something solid. But it was 30, like Diff said, it's like doing homework trying to listen to this album.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bar you said.
Gotta trim the fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with it. Shout out to Black Sam. You want to do our partners real quick? Red August?
We can.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, if you want. That's fine. Feel free, I guess.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we are back. Shout out to our partners as always. Shout out to the chat as well. Thank you all for doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's we all familiar with DJ Clark Kent, right? OG.
Yes.
Yeah, somewhat.
Sneaker Game is crazy. Incredible DJ, producer. He was on Math Hoffa's show, which I'm actually becoming a fan of. They do.
I'm kind of digging that show too.
Yeah, they have good content. It's a good conversation.
Real conversation.
True. He touched on a couple things. He had great stories, by the way, but he touched on a couple of things that put a kind of a spin on some of the stuff that we've talked about. And one of the things that stuck out to me was how he looks at classic albums. And he talked about the 24-hour classic people that just hear it for 24 hours and it's a classic based off the artist or the marketing or the promotion. He didn't use Beyonce, but I would throw that one out there.
No, because you got to use Drake, because everybody was voguing like a mug when Drake came out. And you have you heard anybody bumping that Drake?
Y'all out there, Slot.
I've heard Sticky.
Slot says
Sticky and the song Text with, Go Green.
The song. That's the it. Song.
With, he got a video for one of them.
The song. What? Yeah, the one Sticky where he's marrying like the 23 girls.
Yeah.
But the song that actually gets played out is the one with 21 Savage. It doesn't fit the.
The format
of the rest of that album.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, but everybody was saying that you're not cultured if you don't like this album.
Oh, wow.
You don't know y'all didn't like the album either.
Y'all don't know what it is to be around pretty girls in the sand. Shut your ass up.
What'd you say, Long?
They were all saying it. We don't like them. No, I don't know.
We just got 75 comments because of that watch. But one of the things that he brought up was the concept of the classic album. He says that a classic album has no skips. Okay. He says you can run every record all the way through.
Well, I mean, we've used that formula.
I don't know if I agree with that though, because I can think of albums that are classics where it's like, okay, I might skip this one.
I can too.
But I still think this is a classic album.
So it depends on how we kind of define it then.
Yeah, because really. he was adamant about, he used the Chronic and Doggy Style. He said the Chronic is an amazing album, it's a great album, but there might be one or two joints that I would tend to skip
and
over.
And he said that means that it's not classic?
Doggy Style, on the other hand, you can run all the way through. That's a classic album. It's a story top to bottom. It's this I feel on the crack.
That's speaking foolishly to get on a platform and say that The Chronic is not a classic album because it has a skip or two on it.
He said, because he was adamant that Doggy Style is better than The Chronic, because there's a couple of joints on The Chronic that you might skip over. And the way I took it was, he's like, you can rock with every record on a classic album. There's no even inkling to want to kind of.
I mean,
pass
I would
over
even
it.
I would even skip past Lil Ghetto Boy sometime when I just didn't feel like feeling that mood.
Okay.
On The Chronic, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but here you gonna hit us with some social commentary.
Now,
I'm here for the hard hit.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't dissing The Chronic. Now we ain't gonna get carried away.
But the context that you're saying is that he's saying that it's not a classic because Doggy Style, in his opinion, didn't have any skips.
Zero skips.
So he's saying The Chronic wasn't a classic based on his formulation.
Compared to, yes.
Yeah, that's
compared to, as compared to Doggy Style.
No,
he said Doggy Style was better because it's straight through.
Mm. There, look, no, I completely disagree.
I say
that's
a good 1-2 punch, honestly.
And I'll have to go back because, you know, I wish we had what they have on Around the Horn. the person that can look real quick and fact check.
I mean, we all have computers in here.
I mean, I can do it and try to talk if y'all want me to do it. But
what are we looking up?
Well, the part about the class skip? About the no, he didn't. He did. He said a couple records. He didn't give me, you know, two examples, but I don't remember him saying that. You know, he said it's a great album, but he said Doggy Style, that's a classic. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think, Lone? I come to you on that. What do you think about that with the skip or the, you know, a couple records you might want to bounce over? Because I don't think that changes a classic album to me.
Yeah, generally I do not care. And the reason why is because...
Part two.
Part 300.
He's consistent.
But here's the reason. It's just an opinion.
It is.
So who cares? In that aspect. So, and we've talked about this in the past over the last 300 episodes, classic albums multiple times, and what dictates a classic album and stuff like that. I feel like everybody kind of has their own particular criteria that they kind of look into it. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he wants to feel like, nah, for me, a classic album has to have no skips, then fine, that's cool.
Yeah.
But there is no like general hip hop consensus group out there that's keeping track of this stuff, and
agreed.
You know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
So in that aspect, I don't care, you know, is all I mean.
I don't know. Some of the people that watch our show might be in that group.
Might.
That's okay.
We'll find out in the comments.
So, but I would say for me personally, I guess it's the same. So I don't really care either. I don't all know, right. man. Like, I feel all like right. you can classify them two different ways. What album just sounds really good all the way through? Maybe you skip, like Terry said. I think you made a good point, Terry, when you said, yeah, maybe I'm not feeling this particular track this day.
At this day, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that it's just whatever. Maybe it fits with the whole flow of maybe it's a conceptual project or something. You know, maybe it makes sense in that aspect.
Me Against the World is a classic to me, but there are tracks that I will skip on that album.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody was whistling.
Oh, yeah. So was that?
Somebody whistling.
I thought a microphone was hot or something. But, yeah.
But no, I don't believe there's such thing as a, you know, a flawless album or a record that's
I'm super indifferent to the opinion talk, I think is all it is.
So. I respect, I mean, even, you know, Clark Kent is somebody I respect. So when I listened to him elaborate on a lot of the stuff that he was talking about, it's dope to hear from someone that I deem credible. Like, he's legit as it relates to, you know, hip-hop, who he is and who he was and, you know, what he's doing now. So,
but I feel like everybody sitting at this table and in this room is credible in that aspect, right? Enough to have those types of feels, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm with
it's
that.
It's like, respect to Clark Kent, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It's just one of
Off the Wall is a classic album, but I don't really like it's the Falling in Love song off that album.
How dare
I'm
you.
Skipping it.
So maybe
what do you mean, how dare you? That's I never listened to that song.
Never.
So does this mean that
song.
But calm down.
I don't want to go too sideways.
Come on now.
I don't want to go too sideways, but do we classify a non-skippable album as different from a classic album?
I think it still has.
And two, is one ranked higher than the other? Like, is a non-skippable album better?
Not necessarily, you know, because if you consider it not being the classic album based off a track or two, I can still listen to that same album that I skipped a track or two on and may even deem it better than this other classic album.
True.
Even though there were no skips on that album. But, I mean, music is a feeling. It's a mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just a album full of slappers just makes it a classic. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Me personally, no. I think it would pretty much rank the same regardless if there was a skip or two or not on it.
All right, Jay Moore, end this one for me, man. You sound like you itching to...
I think a lot of times what a classic is how does it resonate beyond the initial time that it's out? You know, I mean, you can say whatever you want about, oh, no skips, but I think we can all agree, most people who would listen to this, regardless of your East Coast or West Coast bias, you think the Straight Outta Compton is a classic album. But...
Does everybody agree?
When has anybody said, you know what I'm going to play off of that? I'm going to play Something to Dance To.
Right.
That's going to be the joint I play. I probably haven't listened to that song since 1991.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's not, you know, but that doesn't take away from the greatness and the legacy of Straight Outta Compton. You know, Ready to Die, a classic.
Yeah.
But it's that one song with like the fake Patra.
What
is that song?
What is, right? Help me, Spools. Is it respect?
I hate that record.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I skipped that record, and I know some people who mess with it, but I have skipped that record every time I've listened to Ready to Die since 1994. Mm-hmm.
You know how many times you skipped it?
I don't know. About 30 years worth of skips. You know what I'm saying?
He said it. I mean, you know. Just check.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't think a record has to be perfect to be a classic, because, you know, a lot of times I don't even want to have a classic talk about any piece of art until we're at least 5, maybe 10 years out. You know,
right.
We can. I mean, classic TV shows, classic movies, classic video games. Like, I don't want to talk about nothing being a classic until we're a good 5, 10 years out. You know, and a classic is not. It's not about being perfect. It's about how it resonates after a certain amount of time. And do we? You know, because there are records that I listen to when they first came out, and I loved them. I thought this was the best joint out, and you know, I go back and listen to it after maybe, you know, where I am in life, or maybe I've grown up a little bit. I'm like, nah, this ain't it. You know, I mean, I think
classic generally means timeless.
Yeah,
that's a good way to say it.
Is it something that, you know, that can still, where if you put it on, you're not embarrassed to say that, oh yeah, I enjoyed this 10 years ago.
Let me throw this out there. I believe Commons B is one of the albums that comes to my mind where I think there are no skips. I'm talking about all 11 straight through. There's not a nan skip on there. That's my opinion. Do you guys have any albums that
That's
come
how
to
I
mind?
Feel about that album, but I think Resurrection, an album that does have some skips,
is better.
I wouldn't say better, but I say Resurrection is also a classic.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way about Like Water for Chocolate. Like, it has some of the records at the end, like a Payback is a Grandmother.
A Film Called Pimp, I could do without. I mean,
I could skip.
We're talking about Common albums, I say Fine and Forever.
Straight through.
A classic to me.
And I have skips on there, too. You know? But I feel like if we're going to talk straight, no skips, B's the one, because there's only 10 tracks.
Yeah.
B's the one where I don't skip anything. I don't skip anything on Illmatic.
I can listen to it all the way through.
You skip something on Life is Good, though.
And Life is Good, that's a very good
album. Summer on Smash.
Oh, yeah.
You're skipping that track, but it's still a classic album.
Mm-hmm. Swiss, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Swiss on that?
Yeah. I haven't listened to Summer on Smash since I bought that album.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Below the Heavens to me is...
Below the Heavens is tough.
But there are a couple records on there that I could potentially skip, but I can listen to it all the way through.
The Minstrel Show.
Yep, Minstrel Show's got skips.
Oh, that's a good one.
We just talked about it earlier. There are verses we could skip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Good Kid, Mad City is a classic.
Mm. Yeah.
No skips.
Yeah, I think that one might not have any skips on it.
I know, I can go all the way through Good Kid.
Straight through on that one?
Like the first time I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, it's over now?
Slide straight through on Good Kid, Mad City. All the way through, all the records.
Yeah, let's ask the person without a microphone.
I mean, he famous, they know him, so I just wanted to put his opinion out there.
I think he only has one skip.
One skip.
One skip, there we go.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough.
I mean, we can plug the microphone in, but, you know. It's,
Once we get through this, we definitely can. Go ahead, Jaymar, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, like... And it's all subjective. It's all art, and so it's all subjective. I think Uptown Saturday Night by Camp Lo is classic. But you know, there's some skips on there. But at the same time, like, I feel like that's a classic album. But you know, I think Mecha and the Soul, but
Diggable Planets.
Oh yeah, the first Diggable Planets is that's definitely a classic. Mm-hmm. The second Pete Rock and Sia, their second and final full LP.
Main ingredient.
I think that's a classic, you know.
Okay.
But it just depends on how many levels you want to go with it. I mean, there are just some people that don't know these records like that. Everybody who listens to hip hop, even just a little bit, knows the Chronic hip-hop. Doggy Style, you know, Graduation, Good Kid.
I mean, even Wu-Tang Clan, Enter the 36 Chambers. There's some skips on there.
And maybe the
but
game.
It's a classic album.
Maybe The Game would have had an album that was a classic if he only had...
I mean, Documentary's a classic.
10 tracks on his name.
10 out of 30.
But yeah, there's some songs, even on Wu-Tang Forever, there's some songs on the double album I can skip and be cool with.
Black Shampoo
is
trash.
And it's still a classic album.
Sorry. I ain't mean to...
Tell us how you really feel about it.
Yeah, that's just my mind getting in front of me. I'm sorry, but that song is trash. Always has been.
Black Shampoo?
Yeah. It's awful.
Like charcoal?
What?
Charcoal shampoo.
Oh, man.
Put in your skin.
That's a bad song. No.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
That's why.
Yeah, Ronnie Darko said Tribe got two albums without skips, and
okay,
I'm with that.
I'm not
Far
mad
Side,
at that.
Far Side, Lab
Cabin. Somebody said Cap in the room. Lab, I ain't gonna get nothing started
Cabin
now.
California is a solid album. By the Far Side.
I ain't gonna get nothing started, but somebody said Cap in here.
In Rainbows by Radiohead's classic album.
Yeah.
I'm not an MF Doom fan. I'm not a Kool Keith fan.
Clearly not.
Yo, oh, man. I openly raised my hand and say I missed the Kool Keith
wave. That's why
I thought it
was MF Doom, because hey.
Yeah. Well.
No, and once again, we're talking about art is subjective. Like, there's somebody out here who's like, man, y'all be hyping up Ready to Die. There's somebody who would actually say that.
No, Ready to Die is hard.
I mean, I have a cousin right now that'll tell you Boosie got 4 or 5 albums with no skips.
To him?
So to him.
Yeah.
That's what
they're lying to themselves, because after a while, Boosie's voice can get to be annoying. I don't care how many bangers he got. You are not going to tell me that he has a classic album like that to where you just sat there and
straight. He says straight through.
Somebody
classics,
might. Let me take that back. I ain't going to put it past nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
How many low key, like underground hip hop records or whatever that maybe somebody wouldn't typically say is classic, but you hold dear as classic? Do you have any
that's
like
a
that?
Good question. That's a good question.
UGK Super Tight.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm with that one.
Okay.
E-40.
Good question.
Charlie Hustle in a major way.
Hmm.
Those were bigger releases, I
Scarface,
guess, when they came out, though.
I mean, The Fix is probably my favorite Scarface album.
Yeah, but The Diary,
that can
though.
The Diary is hard.
I'm fixed over Diary,
personally,
though.
What resonates with me and where I was at a certain point in my life, for some reason, The Fix does it for me. As far
you know
as
what? I got one alone that's low-key. It's Capadonna's first album, The Pillage.
Pillage wasn't bad.
I used to play that album. I don't know why, but I used to play it. Because
you
album.
Enjoyed it.
Well,
because
I enjoyed
that.
It. Yeah, it's okay. The Pillage had heat. I know that's a long time ago for the youngins, but The Pillage had heat.
The Boogie Monsters, I don't know if y'all remember.
Oh, that. Yeah. The first Boogie Monsters album.
Yeah.
Love that record.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm discrediting some of the... There's some newer stuff that's
I love
out
the
now.
The first
that's
two Alcoholics albums.
Too.
Those are classics.
It's the Licks, baby. Yeah.
I love that was my favorite group in college.
I'd say Fashawn's Boy Meets World is super, super dope.
You put me on to that.
Souls of Mischief super, was dope, though. 93 Till?
Hmm?
You thought?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blue and Exile. Yeah. Yeah, but the Fashawn one kind of went under the radar a little bit because it was right after Blue and Exile. But it's dope.
Super group dope. Home had a good album.
What's the album you always mention from Jake One?
That you White Band Music?
Is
it that one? Yeah.
White Band Music's good.
That's one. I think that qualifies as one of the ones that you're talking about.
Show NAG, Runaway Slave. Okay.
I think Moment of Truth by Gangstar. You know.
Yeah.
Other than She Knows What She Wants, that's my one skip, but that record is incredible still to this day.
Hmm.
I had a conversation on Twitter. Actually, Slade, who's here, was in it. And it made me realize how great Primo was, because somebody randomly asked me on Twitter about Primo's top 5 beats, right? So I saw, but I had 5 or 6 variations that didn't have any of the ones that I named, and all of them were fire from 5 or 6 people.
If you're going to, you got to do top 20 if you're going to do Primo beats.
It just shows you how cold he is.
You could ask me 5 days in a row, and I'd give you 5 different lists.
Yeah. It was good.
I think So Ghetto would be on each one of them, though, by Jay-Z.
Hey, Sebo, Gas Chamber was tight.
Ooh.
Never heard
okay.
of it.
Yeah. Okay.
See, that's out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's some underground.
I got a random avant-garde concept album, kind of. It's not really avant-garde, but Thurs's LA Riots was super fire.
That dude is tough. Thurs is tough. He's tough.
And sometimes it's where music hits you. You know, record it was one point I listened to more than anything else was The Dirty 30 by The Crew.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
I love that record. The thing is, like, because of clearances, like if you try to stream it, like half the songs aren't available. So if you have a physical copy of that, hold on to it.
Pete Rock's album,
Soul Survivor 1 was fire. Yeah, that's
verse
a good
316
one.
With Ninth Wonder. That one was pretty fire front to back.
I'm not mad at that.
I love the first, I feel like the first third bass album was a classic.
De La Soul's first album.
De La Soul's first album.
Three.
Thanks is high as
last
fire.
Last three.
Thanks first, is high everything fire. On Tommy yeah. Boy, really. The stuff that we cannot get a hold of because they still haven't resolved their streaming
they
issue.
They let all of it go for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, remember when there was a big deal? It was like, oh, they got the right, you know, and you'll be able to stream all this De La Soul music, and we haven't heard anything from that since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got their whole discography when that happened.
Yeah. When they
gave it to everybody.
Yeah.
You still got it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
It was giving it away.
It was free. You think I ain't going to take it?
For the free.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've paid for some De La Soul albums in the past, but if they're giving the whole discography away, I'm going to get some participation.
You know, it's a great album. It should have got more love when it came out. Q-Tips, hey, the Renaissance.
Yeah, the Renaissance was good.
A great album.
So was, the Renaissance was really good, actually. But he had another one, too. What was that one called? Amplified?
Amplified, yeah, that's dope. The joint. It was like 99, 2000.
Because that had Let Me Ride on it, I believe.
Breathe and Stop.
Breathe and Stop was a single, real? I think. Oh, my God, man. All right, man. Let's
give me what you got. Come on.
Stop, man. Let's go.
Yeah, we go on like this all day.
Yeah, because these are just rap albums. If we get talking about R&B and stuff like that.
Man, that's a problem.
You can go blues too, but I got to give Spools a mic. I'm going to do that. Yeah. All right, let's pull up this producer list, man. We've been moving along. Now we're starting to get in. We're already in there, but.
You might first, have to pull that up.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, first on the list we got for today is one of my personal favorites, DJ Toon.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, take your time, bro.
He's got to get the sheet.
And then it's. I don't know if every we got a
hold up.
Let's see. Last week we did Derringer, and then the week before that we did Crisis. Oh, those are two
Crisis.
Crisis scored very well, 7.6. I think we had Derringer at 5.9. Spools, Do Not Kill Me. Let's see. Some of our more recent was DJ Paul and Juicy J, 7.9. That's good business.
Let's click the sheet.
Shock G, 7.3. Rick Rock had a 6.9.
They're actually releasing Shock G's Piano Man album.
Nice.
On vinyl here pretty soon. Okay.
Beast by the Pound had a 5.5, but he explained why. So don't throw no bottles in them over here.
Hey,
Cool and Dre had an 8.3. That's big. But they had the discography to back it up.
Discography.
So the discography.
DJ Toomp, huh?
All right, let's see. Toomp got heat.
I just got to admit, I'm not super familiar with DJ Toomp.
Toomp got heat.
I mean, I know him by name, but I couldn't tell you like what he's produced.
Well, Michael, could you give us a few songs that DJ Toomp has done?
Oh, man, let's see. Where do I start, man? This dude's discography is crazy.
Crazy. You sound like
24. Don't say Nori.
Nah, you sound like what's his name?
Who was that?
A drop a bomb on the track.
Flex. Okay.
Crazy.
I mean, we can go 24s by T.I.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he might have his whole album, right?
Oh, they've worked together a lot. You Don't Know Me.
Yeah.
What You Know.
Young Jeezy, I love it.
Yep. Can't Tell Me Nothing, Kanye.
Ooh-wee. That's
Good
a big
Life,
one.
Kanye.
That's a big one.
He's a big records, man.
I'll be loving you long time. Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Never I don't think it sound like that, but that's the title.
Never either. Heard that song.
Sound like I read it. Sound like one of my titles.
Let's see.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
And he's been producing since 1988. Let's be
That's
clear.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So I'm gonna jump in.
MC Shy D.
Which one was that?
Coming Correct in 88.
Okay.
Oh Lord, here you go reading these.
Fresh for 88.
You MC suckers. Don't sweat me.
So in 03, you got trap music. He did like five on there, including two singles. I'm not going to mention anything about Benzino.
That's your favorite guy, right?
No, not at all.
Shoddy Freak a little something.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hot song right there.
If you know about Booty Shake, then you know that is a staple.
From Atlanta.
Cut up.
You got about five with Turk on Still a Hot Boy.
Nobody cares.
Ludacris, Mouth to Feed.
Let's be real.
I'm just saying, I Love It on Jeezy was
Long
one
don't
of
care about
ones.
Nothing.
Say Hello on American on Gangster this, was this fire.
You can't tell me nothing.
Oh, Say Hello is one of my favorite.
Oh yeah,
songs
fire
ever
on
from
American
Jay-Z.
Gangster. Yep.
Port of Miami.
He had three on Graduation, Big Brother, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Good Life. Those are bangers.
Yeah.
On a classic album.
Yeah.
My Big's Brother was Big's Brother. That one.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
He had a Slave and a Slave Master on.
Nas.
On the Nas joint,
yeah, that's a good album,
which was
good
dope.
Track.
Let's see.
The Game,
yep, Jeezy,
awesome
more
name.
Luda. Paper Trail was a good album by T.I. He had 56 bars in Every Chance I Get. Deeper Than Rap, Valley of Death for Rick Ross.
Pitbull, Come See Me.
We know all you guys are such big Pitbull fans, right?
The room is laughing. Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, classic album, Blame Game. I love that record. Let's see.
Glasses Malone, certified.
Yeah.
What?
Guess that didn't go over too well with The Room. He's got some Currency.
Trap
got,
back jumping.
Let's see. 2 Chainz on the Boats, 2 Me Time album.
Multiple.
More T.I. on Paperwork. Rick Ross. Nas Lost Tapes 2. We talked about that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So
there's some people that really liked that Lost Tapes 2, but it didn't live up to Lost Tapes 1,
I'm
in my
Nas,
personal opinion.
I'm a Nas fan, but we had to keep it a buck.
Currency and Styles P Drive.
He's Tumpa certified, though.
Okay, yep.
He's certified.
I like it. Let's see if we got any more random artists I've never heard of. Sam Quinn.
I've heard of Sam Quinn.
Bring Game to the Table.
I love when you read the titles.
Thank you.
Leftover,
Queen's Wolf. So that's interesting. So that came out in 2008 and 2000. Oh, it's on the Lost Tapes. I see.
No.
Gotcha. All right.
The Room laughing at what was that? Was it Pitbull?
Nothing wrong with Glasses Malone. It's just
Jim Crow. Bandits.
Nothing wrong with Glasses Malone.
Slot was tickled about one of these
sugar,
titles.
He got a song with Sugar Free out right now that I like a lot.
Sugar Free is amazing.
Yes.
Slot and Spools was laughing about something.
Sugar Free is amazing. Here we go. Parental Advisory. 3B.
Is that what it was? Okay. We got to get these brothers mic'd up ASAP when we get done. All right. So.
Cavius. Where are you from?
Cavius?
Cavius?
Hey, got me.
Caviosi,
you put a little spin on it.
I don't know.
What was the name of the song?
Where are you from?
Oh.
No, this isn't even that bad. Because first of all, the mental and vocal gymnastics on some of these that Lon has have to do. Because it'd be like, okay, real N-words mess with real N-words and we F with N-words. It would be songs like that.
And Lone is reading them so like proper that. Though. Like he's reading them so proper the whole time. Bless his heart.
Boys in the hood.
Yeah.
Don't put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Don't put your hey Bucko. Yeah. Put your hands on me.
Y'all leave Lone alone. He's trying when he reads his albums. So don't mess with my guy now. He's trying.
So hard.
Don't disrespect my boy. All right, man. Let's go ahead and jump into. Let's go ahead and jump into the ratings here.
I'm happy I can assist.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, I respect it. My boy be trying to keep everything legit.
We already talked about Twisted Black. I'm a fool with you.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, that's that one as well.
Yeah, my boy know how to read them titles now. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's jump into Tomb.
Anyways.
Red August, I saw you talking to the Slot. Is he going to help you with any of these?
I think Spools is going to, right?
Oh, it was a Slot of Spools. We can't hear you, sir. Okay. I asked him.
You let him get away with this.
I did.
Not today.
All right, man.
So, Brad, you're going to do it? No? Okay, it's just going to be a consensus then.
We'll okay.
All right.
The Room is what we'll call it.
We'll call it The Room. Yeah, the
upper room.
All right, so we got influence on peers and upcoming producers for Tomb.
Influence. I would probably say about a 6.
Okay, being dope is different from...
I'm probably going to go 6, only for the simple fact is being a producer, he didn't influence me super much. And I'm not even trying to throw shade or anything. I'm just saying, like, I know some of the records and some of them I really like, but I can't really say that I've drawn from him. So
I respect it. I'll go 7. I'll take a 7 on that.
I'll be controversial. I'll give him an 8.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Influence
in The Room.
I mean, you know, you talk about everything 7. That comes out of Atlanta. He's been doing it since MC Shy D days.
Shy D,
yeah. Come on now.
Okay,
he's like top 10 MC.
Let's go versatility. How versatile are the hip hop records?
You know what? You're right, Jay. I'm bumping up to a 7.
7. Okay. How versatile are the hip hop records?
8.
9.
Oh, I'll meet you at 8.
And Shy D to Booty Shake to Kanye, to T.I.
I want to know what this Canvius record sounds like, because then I'd be able to know.
So, to Glasses Malone.
Yeah, you know. Shouts to Glasses Malone. So Jay said, you said 9.
I said 9.
I'm going to go 8.
Major said 8. You guys got an
the
8.
The Room is at 8.
What'd you say, Turi?
8.
8. Well, versatile. Yeah, I can go 8. I like those records.
Let's see. Different hip-hop styles and artists the producer works with. Now, we went through some names.
That's about a 9 on collaborators. Because he stretched kind
of. You know, I take that out. I'd make it an 8 because there wasn't a lot of.
Styles are just different. They vary and the beats don't sound.
I'll still give it an 8.
I'm going 7.
I like 8.
Terry, you said 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's The Room say? 1 + 8. 9.
Oh, The Room says 9.
All right. Okay.
9.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hit making or big hits, cult classics from the producer.
So how many big hits, cult classic records from Tune?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. He got some heat, especially with T.I. Them records still gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 8.
I like 8.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 8.
What's The Room say?
7.
7?
Okay. All right.
7.
Consistency of quality material.
Tune is consistent.
Go 8.
Especially that Canvius record.
We're going to have to listen to that after we get done.
I know, we are.
Tumpa. 8. Tumpa's consistent.
Watch that song be fire, too.
I know, right?
I'm going to go 8. He's consistent.
Yeah, 8.
Everybody say 8.
The Rule? All right.
I'm going to go 7 because you guys said 8.
Cool.
No, I'm joking. I'm
Body Work. Body.
Body Work.
He did not produce the year of song Body Work.
Body of Work. How great is their overall body of work?
I know, right?
Overall body of work. Overall.
Yo, this is fun with The Room in here, isn't it? How great is their overall body of work?
I'm going to give him 8.
Give him a 9.
9?
I'm going to meet Jay Moore at 9.
All right. I'm going to do a 7.7.
7.7.
What's The Room say?
Yeah. They laughing, so I don't know what The Room says.
What's The Room say to his body work?
Of his body work. On his BBL.
Don't get that. Don't go down that road. 7 for The Room.
7.8.
Bull said 8.
Right. Bull said 8.
We'll do 7.5. We'll split it.
All right, cool.
Final product.
How often are the songs great from their beats?
Well,
I'm gonna ride great out. Records, I'm gonna go with 8.
Yeah, I got another solid 8 there.
Bone Thugs and Harmony sound the same. So we said 2 8s here.
Mm-hmm. I'll take 8.
Yeah, I'm gonna do 7.
8 for The Room.
Okay. Melodic elements used, samples and or original. How great are the melodic elements?
He in his bag.
How great are they?
He's in his bag. With
are they
those.
Spectacular? Are they average? Are they in between?
I'll give him 7.
Four. We don't know.
7 for Jay Moore.
No, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of torn between an 8 and a 7.
I'm going to do an 8. 7. I really like Can't Tell Me Nothing, so I'm
yeah,
going
that song
down.
Is hard. I'm going to go 8.
Was that Jeezy's ad-lib? Was that El Moore? Was that
Jeezy's? Sounded like Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah.
No, that's
I'm gonna go 8.
8 for Terry. All right.
Slotte ass, who made this attractive attractive
hey man, I do what I can. Excel, you know? Sheets. I'll be out here in the I'm in the sheets, you know what I mean? Yeah. Room 7.5.
Room is 7.5.
All right. What you got, Jay and Terry or Jay and Major?
I put a 7.
7. Okay.
I'm gonna stay at 8.
All right. Ocho. Ocho. Drums. Are the drums schmacking, baby?
Is it a
computer? I don't know.
You got good drums.
9.
I'll say 8.
I'm gonna go 9 on the drums because I done heard some heat.
Maybe I need to. You said 9. You guys got 8.5.
I got 8.
8.5. And Terry said 8. And I need to look really quick. Let's see. Sam Quinn, Rick Ross, Kanye West, T.I.
Tip?
Yeah, I'm gonna do 7.7.
7.9 tied with DJ Pyle and Juicy J.
That's a good score. That's a good score.
Just edged out Mike Will Made It.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can actually do another one because I think we got started a little late.
Y'all want to do another one?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do Warren G. We should, you know what?
Spool said, I'm here. I want to skip the Pimp C.
We should probably do Pimp C because Spool's is
yeah,
here.
Let's do
y'all
want to
skip the Pimp C? We can do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm with it. I don't think I'm going to be giving Warren G a super high score right now.
I'm not either.
Warren G low key might get hogtied.
He probably is going to get hogtied.
He might get hogtied.
He might, yeah, I mean, like, because of the categorical elements, like, he might get kind of low.
Spools is looking confused over there.
He just said he don't know how to hogtie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one
true.
Joint.
So,
true.
The twins.
Yeah. I mean, he had a good 2 years.
Oh. I don't know. It's more than two.
Look, when we talk about influence as a producer, when we talk about versatility as a producer and hit making as a producer, he's gonna score low.
Overall, yeah, he's not gonna fare overall.
He's gonna get tied like a hog in polls.
No, that's why he made the list, though. That's, you got to understand that we actually eliminated a bunch of people. So if they made this list, that means they're supposed to be mentioned.
List.
But based on the criteria, Warren G, his error, his time that he held, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I never stopped listening to
but
Warren
he hasn't,
G. So
but he hasn't made anything since then.
What'd he say?
But what else has he produced since then?
No, he produced a record for
Jeezy.
We'll take a look. But we're gonna do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We gotta get Slot a mic, man. We got.
He's got to get you in on this post.
Slot got emotional there for a minute. Like,
let's see.
Y'all ain't gonna play Warren G in his presence now.
Don't forget Shaq Fu.
Oh man.
Oh, no. I think DJ Quick is better than Warren G.
He is. Way better.
We'll see how the numbers shake out.
Yeah.
Where's the production disc guy? Thing. I know Pimp.
For Pimp.
They don't have it listed, though. Like his.
What's the last year he produced some, Slot?
Are you going over Warren G's discography right now?
Or is he doing.
Pimp C production credits here.
You found them?
Nah, nothing that comes up clean.
I know them. I just don't have a list.
Like of shit that you care about?
Yeah. No. We're looking for Pimp C's actual production discog.
Spool said the room is ready.
Start get your nines out, son. No.
10, 10, 10.
We do actually have Warren G's production discog though.
You got Warren G's?
Nah, I got Warren G's. I mean, we could.
Sorry, Spool.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me see here. We're going to run into this issue in a couple weeks either way.
Facts.
Right? So,
facts.
Because I don't know how much of UGK he produced.
I mean, and I know he did Alpha
Outside.
And
to be honest,
he did Big Mike.
I'm not, I mean, I don't really know a lot of Pimp C stuff. You know?
Pimp's influenced
personally. I think we should just, we have Warren G's.
All right, let's get into it. Let's get some Warren G. This is going to be controversial, perhaps.
I don't want Slot to get mad because he's getting frustrated over there on the couch.
He over there scrolling.
I feel like, a lot of heat coming off that couch, yo.
Let me find some more stuff. They don't really know what's going on. I need him to say hip hop on the mic before you leave.
All right, let's see what we got. All right, let's go back then. You know, we got 1993, MC Breed, Gotta Get Mine.
That is a good song. Fire. Right. That's fire.
Yep. Endo Smoke.
Endo Smoke is fire.
There we go.
Definition of a thug in.
Told you my boy is on it. Told you my boy is on it.
I mean, you know.
Good job.
For those following along at home. Regulate.
Okay.
Classic.
Pass the Hooter from DFC. He did a lot.
Oh, yeah, I pulled it up.
He did a lot of Warren G's Regulate of his own. Actually, I think he did his whole record.
Mm-hmm. He did the whole record.
Thug Life, How Long Will They Mourn Me? O'Neal, Biological Didn't Bother.
That's a good song.
Man, that's good.
And My Dear, Slick Rick, Behind Bars, The Dumb Diddy Dumb Mix.
I like it.
Which I
like.
What?
I like that.
I like it too. I like it too.
The know? Dumb Diddy Dumb Mix.
Diddy Dumb Dumb Dumb. That one?
Yeah.
Man, probably, yeah. Cam, Keep the Peace. The Dove Shack, don't forget. Hey, shouts to the Dove Shack.
I like
Shack.
The Dove Shack.
This is the Shack. Okay. Twins. I don't know who the
Twins
are.
Make the world go round and round.
He did that whole album. Yeah. Okay. Whole album. Yeah, now we're going to get into Yo-Yo.
Summertime
Yo-Yo's Night.
In LBC.
Warren G, take a look over your shoulder. He did the whole project.
Whole thing.
Yep.
Slot loves that album.
I don't know if I've ever
heard
that.
Are you still down, Tupac?
To this day.
This is the problem with that album. It came out the same day as Life After Death, so people
much for
don't
that.
Remember.
Tupac, Are You Still Down? Remember Me.
Disc one.
Lie to Kick It and Definition of a Thug.
Thug.
N-word.
Thank
Why
you.
You want to even say N-word?
I ain't
want
to say it.
What type of,
I ain't setting
what
up.
Type of fella? Look, he's in a thug.
I'm not setting him up. He's already done it. I just want to make sure.
Already
you know,
done
we
what?
Consistent. Huh?
Already done
Mike
what?
Is so.
You said it.
What so is what? Mike, man?
You
what
said
is this
it?
Guy?
Try to get us caught up on episode 300.
I'm trying to get us caught up.
Lone decided he just wanted to say thug. And thug?
I'm just.
Go ahead.
In what?
We just want to be, you know, factual when we talk about the records. That's
Corrupt,
all.
That's gangster. Tupac, How Long Will They Mourn Me? Red Man, Pick It Up off I Beat That. It was a remix, though.
That beat is cold. Well, the original
remix,
was.
Yeah. Real Tight.
I don't even know who Real Tight
I don't
is.
Either. Mac Dre, Fast Money.
Mm.
Warren G, I Want It All. I did the whole project.
That was a good
album.
That one.
That was a good album.
East Side is.
Big Bang Theory, TQ. One Day.
I remember
the Grind.
TQ was on. Cash Money.
Yeah.
Daz Dillinger, YOY, featuring Warren G and Corrupt. Warren G, Return of the Regulator.
Slot has that album.
Nocturnal, What We Do, featuring Exhibit, Warren G, and Nate Dogg.
Nocturnal had about a hot.
Warren G, In the Midnight Hour. I hadn't heard any of these Warren G.
Slot
See, I still listened to Warren G albums well into the 2000s.
Slot got all these Warren G albums.
I was still listening to Warren G.
Ice Cube, Laugh Now, Cry Later. He did Race Card. See, that's what Mike's trying to pull over here.
Not at all. Not at all.
Trying to pull the race card on
Not
me?
At all.
That's that reverse racism right there.
Not at all.
Ray J, Crush. Gucci Mane, Crush on
Why
You.
Why did he do two songs called Crush in the same year with two different artists?
Wale,
Why did
Ninth
he produce
Wonder?
On Ray J's album?
Rhyme and Reason.
Hey, Radiation.
Here's another yeah. Warren G album that Slot has, The G-Files.
He has it signed, a signed copy.
I think that had it, I Need a Light on it. I like that record.
Slot has a signed copy.
No, it doesn't.
No, it might be no.
Styles P, How I Fly, Snoop Dogg and Wiz, I Get Lifted, Young Jeezy, Leave You Alone, E-40, What Happened to Them Days? Young Jeezy, You Got Word, Mr. Fab, Dreams, Problem Phone, Rap Monster, Warren G, PDD, Bishop Lamont, Razor Blade.
Well, we know the same.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah.
Warren Jizzle.
Hey.
Warren Jizzle. Why do you have a song on Ray J's album? What's that?
Because like Ray J was paying.
Okay. Pretty
Ray
much.
J had Brandy's Bread.
Brandy's Bread. Ray J.
He had a
whole Kim
Kardashian. Jaymore, how long was Ray J's run, man?
It's not over.
Still run
oh, it's still
it's
going
not
on.
Over.
No, wait. I'm talking about music now. I ain't talking about Ray.
I'm talking about music too.
Ray J can really.
Ray J
do
is
what
a whole
want.
Legend out here.
He really right. is low key.
All right.
Y'all will not disrespect Ray Nathan
yeah.
J.
Yeah. Radiation.
His tech game is high. I don't know about that.
Give
mirror.
Give me a scooty bike.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm gonna get them glasses that can be broken, but can't be broken.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, he got the earbuds.
Yeah.
Friend of mine is like, I can really speak to his earbuds are of high quality.
Raycon.
Good for him. Yeah.
Influence for Warren G.
I give him influence. I give him a 9.
Who's the influence
in production?
No, I give him an 8 actually.
I give him a 7 just because at one point everybody that West Coast sound was
that sound yeah was
very much emulated.
I blame it on Dre, his brother, or cousin or whatever they are.
They're half brothers, yeah. Whatever.
But I give Gray most of credit for that. I give Dre a 10 for that. But
we'll get to Dre later.
Yeah.
I don't see it, man. I'm
people are gonna hate me after this.
I don't see it, man. I'm probably about a 5.
Let's go give him like a 1.
No,
I'm about
a
5, man. Somebody that makes beats, I'm about a 5.
Bro, I didn't even know Warren G made beats till last year. I'm dead serious.
About a 5 on that one.
I'm gonna go.
No disrespect.
Not from that. Not a lot from that era. So I have to factor that portion into it. You know what I mean?
And I got a West Coast bias, but I got to keep it.
I mean, I know some West Coast. I know underground West Coast stuff, like 2000s up, but 90s and before, I mean, the G-Funk.
I'm comfortable at a 5.
He's part of the G-Funk era, man. So,
like, I know.
That's my guy.
Yeah, but I'm not super hip on him. You know, same with Quick. Like, I know their stuff, but I don't. I like them. On the West Coast? It depends. What producers? That I hear?
Yeah, you were like, yo.
What producers do I hear that I'm just like, all right. Knots is from VA.
Evidence?
Yeah, I mean.
Quick and Battle Cat are like two of my personal favorites.
That's a very good question because obviously Madlib and Oh No and Alchemist and Babu and Muggs and stuff like that. Of that era.
Versus
the G-Funk, more type of stuff like that. Like, I wasn't too hip up. Like, I know a lot of people in here, especially Spools, you know, like the Bay Area and stuff like that. Like, I didn't even, like, listen to a lot of Bay Area music at all until maybe the last 10 years, and I still don't listen to a lot of it. You know what I mean? So I know that I have a deficiency in that area as far as what that's
calcium.
Concerned.
Like
a Rick Rock. Not too hip on Rick Rock.
Rick Rock I eat.
Rick Rock is fire.
Yeah, so it's just... It's just what it is. Yeah. So we did. We also did the other guy that worked with E-40. What was his name? Ant Banks. Too Short. Yeah.
Heavy with Too Short.
Do you remember there was a rapper named Wax-A-Million?
Yeah.
The song came on BET Uncut. I don't have to look that one up.
I don't know.
No, it was...
All right, so...
We'll talk about it in the post-show.
Yeah, I don't know about
let's,
that.
Let's get back to influence. What's the room say? Okay. I don't think I can go lower than a 5 because I feel like there is a lot of influence there. But, yeah. Versatility. How versatile are the hip-hop records?
I give it a 7.
Man.
Look. He got Jeezy. He got his own work. He got the, you know, the Dove Shack. He got stuff from the Bay. I give him a 7.
4.
I'll go 6.
Yeah, I'm thinking 6.
I'll go 6 on that.
He ain't dipped out of that sound, though. Not from anything I saw. He didn't.
I like 6 on that one, though.
Even his albums don't sound like each other.
All right. I mean, I'll
give. But, like, that's why we all got give a score.
The Room's got a 7? All right. Different... Collaborators, different hip-hop styles of artists that the producers has worked with.
7.
Tupac, T-Pac,
yeah,
Red
I gave
Man,
him 7 on that.
Warren G. Slick Rick, MC Breed.
I'm
Ice
cool.
Cube,
I'm cool with
Gucci.
7.
Man, all right. Give me all everybody's numbers again.
7.
7.
7 for me.
I'm not trying to clown Warren G out here. He's a legend. You know.
Facts.
What'd you say, Terry?
7.
7 for everybody? Yeah, I'm gonna go 5.
The Room said 7?
We did, Michael.
Okay. No.
Hit making, big hits, cult classics.
Got a couple cult joints.
You definitely got some cult joints.
I
give
him
an 8 on that.
Yeah, I can go 8.
8.
I'm not mad at 8.
What's the room say? 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. 8. Big producer.
Six.
Yeah, I'm definitely around at five.
I'm gonna say five, man. I'm gonna echo five. Room says five.
If the room is saying five, that means I gotta say four.
Wow. This is leaning towards a hog tie.
Consistency? I don't know, man. Like,
I don't think he's better than average. Or you don't think he is average?
Got at least give him average,
bro. I haven't listened to one single Warren G album.
Ever? I'll make sure.
Right. I'll go five just out of respect.
I gotta go seven just because I actually never stopped listening to Warren G's albums.
You talking about consistency?
Yeah, consistency. Okay. You know, he doesn't have an album where I'm like, yeah, come on, Warren.
All right.
Huh? Come on, Warren.
Come on, Warren.
What are you doing?
How God great is their Warren. Overall body of work?
Say again?
Overall body of work of Warren.
Okay.
Overall body work.
I mean,
I'll give him a six.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven. I'll go seven.
You guys just wanted to up me. Seven. All right. Yeah. Final product. How often are the songs great from their beats?
The ones I actually listen to, I'm going to give him a seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about all the ones you don't listen to? Because that's kind of what this is about, ain't it?
I've listened to enough
where I can give him a seven. And yeah.
Slot knows the ones we don't know about.
I listened to the in the Midnight Hour album. I know what time it is.
That sounds like a blues album.
So you said seven, Terry?
Yeah.
Seven. Mm. In the Midnight, he got an album called In the Midnight Hour?
Yeah. Something like that, seven. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
The product.
Okay.
Nah.
Sorry.
Melodic elements.
In the Midnight.
See, this is where I got to give him an eight. This is where you got to give him
points. I can go seven on that.
I'll give him an eight. I gave him his eight for the.
I'm not mad at
the G-Funk era.
I'm not mad at
that's why I gave him influence. That's why I gave him an eight on influence.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
He got packed out on his own record. That's hilarious.
How great is the drum programming?
How great was the drum programming on In the Midnight Hour?
Look, you still come from that Dre school of mixing and making sure those drums sound crispy.
His don't sound like Dre's.
Nobody sound like Dre's.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Maybe not in 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll give him a seven.
Cut it out.
I'll give
him
a seven.
I mean,
I feel like Bobby Bland was on that album or something, man. Y'all don't know who that is. Spools know.
Yeah, I'm going to go six.
I'm not impressed with the drums like that.
You
kind of
got to factor the era in a little bit.
Equipment and all that type of stuff. Going with that?
I don't know.
I'll say I'm gonna go six and be. I'll go six on the drums.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'll go six.
I said six.
Six for the room. Whoa.
65? 6.6.
All right.
But he didn't get hog tied.
Beat out my man Derringer though.
He did.
I mean, it's kind of hard to get higher than to get lower than Derringer. And that's no shot. That's no shot. But you got to think, you know, like versatility is Derringer. I mean, it's,
yeah, that hurt him.
He ain't going to be high in the drums category.
That hurt him. Those two hurt him.
Mm. All right.
All right, man.
Bugs flying. I think that's probably enough for the regular episode.